Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this, your wonderful daughter. Lord, you sent your word. His name was Jesus. And your word gave his life for this, your daughter. And I'm asking you today, Lord Jesus, that you come in a very special and wonderful way. That you would touch this mind and this emotion and remove all of the torment, anxiousness, anxiety, and thoughts that come to hinder and to try to remove the workings of your word. And I ask you to touch, to heal, to fill her with your presence and your power afresh and new, and make her ever wit whole in Jesus' name. That you would allow her to be that one that would lay down and sleep throughout the night with no problems. And that when she gets up in the morning, Lord, that she would be singing your wonderful and glorious praise in a fresh and new and wonderful way. And we command life. You said, Lord, your word would never return void, but it will accomplish and bring peace and joy and strength to this, your daughter, in Jesus' name. Lift up both of those hands and just receive from him how wonderful he is. You are precious. And you're lovely and beautiful. And Jesus loves you. He'll be a mother and a father, a brother and a sister, a Lord and a Savior. He's everything. And he's just pouring those streams of water down into you. Are you speaking in other tongues every day? Sometimes? No? How long you had Jesus in your heart?
Two years, but so a lot of struggles.
I know.
I was also in the synagogue for a bit. I have some Jewish background.
That's wonderful.
A lot of them were involved on occult. A lot of them turned away from the Lord.
Hallelujah. But you didn't. He wants to fill you with his Holy Spirit. Wouldn't that be wonderful? You know, Peter denied him 3 times, but he still filled him with the Holy Ghost.
God, more than that.
Well, that's all right.
I was so angry at God, I took a stone, I threw it at the sky, and I said, fuck you, Lord.
Well, you might have, but you're not saying that today, are you?
No.
Are you telling him today that you love him? I want you to say this. Jesus, I thank you for the blood that you shed for me.
I thank you
that my name is written in the book of life.
And
all of my sin, even my rock throwing, has been forgiven. And all of my words that I have spoken against you or against others, you have forgiven me. And I thank you for it. And now I'm asking you, fill my temple with the Holy Ghost, with power from on high, and loose my tongue to speak in other tongues, just like you did for Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Peter and James, and Mary the mother, 120 of them on the day of Pentecost. And here I am in your upper room. I'm looking to you. Now I fill me Take a deep breath.